Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is a Kevin Jackson radio show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
What's up, Americans? Oh, excuse me. What's up, nationalist? Oh, hold on a minute. What's up, black nationalist? I know what you're saying out there in radio land. You're saying to yourselves, what is that Kevin Jackson saying? He called us Americans. He called us nationalists. One's patriotic. One is racist. And then he called us black nationalists. Doesn't he know what his audience is? He's a conservative. That black man has lost it. Is he on crack? Yeah, don't panic, white people. I'm going to explain to you today just how black you are. Yeah, I'm glad to know that all of these beautiful, unique, multicolored, multifaceted human beings are listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Not a single one of us the same color. Not a single one of you is white. No, you're a bunch of mocha chocolata yayas. That's what you are, Creole baby marmalade, is what I'm saying to you. You heard me, black people. Oh, no, no, no. Don't go looking around. Don't look at your buddy if you're driving. Don't look at your wife or your kids. You're all black folks. You're black folks. You're listening to the right guy. I promise you, you are. You are all black people here listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, even if you don't know it. And I know you're going, Kevin, what are you talking about? Explain, my brother. See? I just caught you. I just caught you, my brother, right there. Yeah. All black people here. See, there's a time when we are all the same color. You haven't even thought about this. You don't think about things deeply, do you? Have you been paying attention to the Kevin Jackson Show and listening to the Chancellor? That would be me, the host of the show. Have I mentioned my name? It's Kevin Jackson. Anyway, we are all the same color when it is pitch black. Have you ever been in a dark room? And I mean, I'm talking about there is no ambient light whatsoever. There's not light leaking through the blinds. There's nothing. It is pitch stinking black. And you can't see your hand in front of you. What color is everything around you? Huh? I'm just curious. I'm just curious. In a room full of white folks, when it is pitch black, what color are you white folks? Is this thing on? Somebody, hello? Hello? That's when we're all the same color. I was in London. I was the only black dude in a whole room, well, except for the wait staff. And, I mean, it was full of well-to-do white folks. You know, Brits. A black tie event, pardon the pun. And the lights failed. I mean, the electricity went out. Boom. Just for a second. I started hearing African chants. And it wasn't me. It was better than that, actually. What are y'all looking at? True story. I'm in Britain. Lights go out. Sea of white people in penguin suits, tuxedos. You know, highbrow Brits. The haute couture. You know, the upper crust, as they call it. Whatever. You know what I'm saying? You know how snooty them Brits can be? Yeah, lights go out. Here. African chants, man. The people I thought were Brits began singing and talking in different African tongues. The clickers. And then, you know, all kinds of African singing. A cacophony. That's a big word for me. A cacophony of music could be heard. And I swear, I think there was even dancing. I thought I heard drums. Yep. Those Brits had gotten in touch with their blackness, and suddenly the lights came on, and everybody's like looking around like, what? And I'm looking at them going, oh, y'all ain't fooling me, white people. You are not fooling me. I know exactly what was going on. They'd gotten in touch with their inner blackness, and I'm telling you, I want you to get in touch with your inner blackness. This way, when people come up to you and talk about all the ethnic and the cultural differences of black people, you go, hey, hold on a minute. Let me tell you where I'm from. I'm from the motherland. And you start telling your story. Yeah, you start talking to people like this. You do not understand what I've been through. Many tribal stories I will tell you today. Yeah. So I want you guys to get in touch with that. I want to share some of our culture, black culture. But you know what? We can pay tribute to a lot of these white folks that helped us here in America. Not on the motherland. Not on the motherland. No. Here. Bunch of white folks. Without those white folks, I'm not on this radio station. Yeah. You wouldn't even be able to proclaim your blackness today with me. Like Lincoln. Member of the anti-slavery party, the Republican Party, the very same Republican Party of today, just with a lot less balls. Don't forget about the 386,000 white men who fought to free black people from the 284,000 white Democrats who fought to keep black people enslaved. Do you even know this statistic, black people? Many of our forefathers fought on the side of freedom. And they would set records in Congress that remain to this day. The number of black people that have served in government during the period of Reconstruction is it's laughable in comparison to the knuckleheads of today. Oh, we have Kamala Harris and Cory Booker. Oh, and who was our first black? Oh, yeah. We had, oh, what's his face? Remember they had that little dude that Blagojevich tried to, that Blagojevich place? Burris. And then Barack Obama came in as a senator. Yeah, that was what the Democrats are all proud of. You go back and look at your Republican history and the number of black folks you put into power. In the 1800s, when white Democrats were trying to lynch him and passing all kinds of egregious legislation against black people, threatening to hang them, threatening to hang you, lynching people. You know what I'm talking about. And here you are, you're questioning. I don't know. All you got to do is know a little history. One of these lefties comes at you and you say, shut up. 386,000 white men. Let a black person come talk to me about, you a sellout, you Uncle Tom. Yeah, I'm a sellout. I'm a sellout for the 386,000 white men who freed me. And you're a sellout for the 284,000 white Democrats who wanted you to still be a slave. Shut up and get out of my face. Anyway, we got a ton to talk about today. A ton to talk about. But I just want you to understand, I'm going to free you. I'm going to free you. I'm fighting on the side of freedom. And that's what we're here to do, is to free people, free your minds, get you to understand why you need to be proud of who you are. And no matter what that other side does, you take, I'm not telling you always take the high road in the sense of don't let them get in your face. I'm saying you take the high road by understanding what you're about and defending your position. That is the highest road you can take. Hit one of my kids and see if I take the high road. I'll take the high road and I'll drag you down it. Anyway, I'm just having some fun with y'all. Glad you guys are with me. You're listening to Kevin Jackson. We ain't going nowhere. I'll be right here when you get back. Keep it in.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316.
That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So this radio show host, a guy named Phil Hendry, he tweets me and he says, I would have no effing problem if my son were gay, something else. And then he ends it by saying that I and somebody else need to go live in the real. He goes, well, do you live with human beings or something like that? And I listened to Phil Hendry years ago. I love the guy's show. He's a talented dude. And I don't even remember what I tweeted. They could have set this clown off. But here's what I said to him. I tweeted back. I said, congratulations to you, first of all. If you have a son and he was gay and you accept that, congratulations. Here's what I say. I have four sons. I am proud. I'm ecstatic that they're not gay. That doesn't make me anti-gay. I said, so, you know, you can try the homophobic stuff on somebody else, but it's not going to work on me. And I said, what else did I say? I said something to the effect that if one of my sons were gay, I would accept, oh, if all of them were gay, I would accept it. I'd wonder what the heck was wrong with my, you know, chemical makeup or their moms. But other than that, I would just go, wow, that's a statistical dang near impossibility, but okay. And I would accept it. But if you think I'm sitting around here wish, oh man, my little boy's born, I hope he's gay. No. I don't know many fathers who think that way. I don't think there are many moms going, geez, I hope my daughter's gay. Doesn't make us homophobic. See, we think about, oh, well, you know, maybe they want to get married and I'd like to have some grandkids. And I'm not talking about adopted. I'm talking about of my own, my bloodline. Now, I'm smart enough to understand that, you know, there are people out there who can't have children and they have extended families, and those families are just as important as their biological families. I have four adopted sons along with my four boys. I'm just as proud of what they accomplish. None of them are gay, but, well, actually, I take that back. One of them is gay. One of them's gay. For those that they go, oh, Kevin, you're gay. Laurent is gay. You know, it's funny because when he first came over and stayed with me, I went, I think Laurent's gay. I didn't know for sure. Then he left, went back to Paris, came back to work for Disney in Orlando, said he met somebody. And we were like, well, is it, yeah, his name is, and at that point, it was bona fide he was gay, and we didn't go, well, he can't be part of our house, he's out of the house. No, he actually came and visited, we've gone to Paris and spent time with, I mean, you know, hey, there you go, Mr. Homophobia. So anyway, I ended it by saying, Mr. Effing Sanctimonious, by the way, I do live by humans. See, I don't live by any leftists who are willing to divide people based on sexuality or colors and all these other things. I live by people that just take people for what they are. We don't worry about their sexuality and all these other things that you guys do. I live by conservatives. Therefore, human beings. I don't live by pigs like you. That's what I wrote back to Phil Hendry. There are tweets out there. See, what people want to do, they want me to be defend. Oh, you don't want your sons to be gay. No. You're doggone right I don't. And by the way, neither do you. See, what Phil Hendry can say to me, he can make me believe that he's sitting in the maternity ward going, oh, I hope my son is born gay. I don't even think gay people think that. I think what they think is, I hope my son is born healthy, and I hope that the life that I give them makes them a well-adjusted human being. See, I never thought about the sexuality of my sons other than I knew when the doctor said, it's a boy, I went, oh, his genitalia is on the outside. That's what I knew. That's what I recognized. It was, in fact, it was during the sonogram that I went, there it is. It's a boy. I didn't think, is it a boy that might turn out to be gay or straight? A boy that might turn out to be a doctor or a janitor. I just said, ooh, does he have all his fingers and toes? But you know what? Even if he didn't, I still would have been okay with it. That's what I love about these sanctimonious freaking liberals. They want you to feel bad if you go, geez, I hope my child has all his fingers and toes. You anti-handicapped piece of crap, you. No. I just would like my child to be born with all the accoutrements that the human body is supposed to have functioning the way they should. And if I don't wish for that, it doesn't mean that I'm against the handicapped. Here's a little dirty secret, Phil Hendry. When my child was conceived, I probably guessed he would be black. I didn't go, God, I sure hope my child is born white. Oh my gosh. When the baby was born, I didn't go, oh man. Another black one. I just took it. I took my poison pill of black children, dadgummit. I didn't complain. Little did I know it would pay off. But you know what? I chose the wrong side of the doggone argument. Why did I have to become a conservative? I could have took my little black children and I could have just milked you white people. I could have milked you dry. Dang it, man. I blew it. Phil Hendry, I blew it. These people, you want your child, you mad about your child being this way? Now look, Kevin Hart went on to say, if my son was playing with a dollhouse, I'd smash it. I told you guys a story. My kid was pushing, at 1 year old, when he could barely walk, he loved this pink, went to the store, he could walk, he picked a pink little baby carriage with a doll in it. And what does Melissa do? She buys it for him. I went, what in the world are you thinking, woman? I go, I don't want this boy playing with dolls. She said, that doesn't mean anything. He just liked the colors. I was like, okay, that don't make me a gay hater. See, fathers and people have preconceived ideas about having sons. For example, as a martial artist, I dreamed of training my child in martial arts. I dreamed of throwing the baseball with my sons. Once I knew they were coming out boys. See, I'll even let you in a dirty little secret. I didn't want girls. You want to know why? It had nothing to do with the fact that they were girls. It had to do with, I don't know how to raise a girl. You want to know why? Because I'm a boy. I was all boy. I didn't want to have to deal with it. But that doesn't make me a misogynist. It didn't make me a mean-spirited person towards women. In fact, quite the opposite. I respected women. I respected my friends that had... I didn't go to my friends with daughters and go, oh, yeah, you got the round head. You got the sound in the stick. Yeah, you got a girl, boy. Yeah, yeah. Look at me. I got all these boys. You got all them girls. You must be... You mad? You mad at me, ain't you? No, I didn't do anything like that. One of my best friends had his daughter, Whitney. Beautiful girl. She went to college, played volleyball, tall. He's tall. Kind of Eddie Murphy, looks like Eddie Murphy, Mark does. When I tell you Brittany's beautiful, Mark's wife, Nina, showstopper. And, you know, Mark's a good-looking guy. They made a spectacular, beautiful young girl. But I don't want her. Not because she's not a beautiful, well-adjusted young girl, but I wouldn't have known how to raise her. Now, you go, well, Kevin, your wife could have raised her or whatever. Well, maybe so. But I didn't know how, so I wanted boys. When somebody goes, what do you want? Is that a setup question?
I just would like
don't say healthy child, because we'd get you for that too. So Kevin Hart gets beat up over this subject. Loses his gig with whatever. Came out, apologized many times. I wouldn't have apologized for Jack. I would have said, man, shoot. It was a joke. I'm a comedian. It's jokes. But you can't say anything these days because it's that hot, man. It's hot. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Former Nevada Democrat Senator and Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid died Tuesday after a lengthy battle with pancreatic cancer. President Obama on MSNBC upon hearing the news.
And work
to get something. And he has never forgotten the path he took. And, you know, he knows that there are searchlights all across the country. And there are kids just like he was.
Senator Reed was 82. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas made a rare visit to Israel for talks on economic and security issues with Israel's defense chief, Benny Gantz, last night, Israel time. It was the Palestinian leader's first such visit to Israel in more than a decade. It's being reported the two talked about implementation of economic and civilian measures and emphasized the importance of deepening security coordination and preventing terror and violence. USA Radio News. The cruise ship industry is under the watchful eye of the CDC.
The CDC is actively investigating or observing 86 cruise ships following COVID-19 outbreaks on board. The affected cruise lines include Disney, Carnival, Royal Caribbean, and Norwegian. The cruise ship industry staged a comeback in September and put several preventative measures in place to curb the spread of the virus. In the USA Radio Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
On Tuesday, the FAA confirmed in a preliminary report that there were two crew members and two passengers killed in a plane crash east of San Diego in El Cajon. The Learjet belonged to AeroMedevac and offers air ambulance and air transportation services for critical care patients. The National Transportation Safety Board said the small jet was on an instrument approach to runway 17 at Gillespie Field just before crashing a mile and a half from the runway. Rain may have played a factor. We're wishing you and your family all the best for 2022. We are USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Let us stop pretending that white women and white men are going to save us from ourselves. They're not going to. They're always going to vote with their whiteness.
Don't you be messing around here voting white. What?
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Can white people save America? According to MSNBC, no. And that little snippet, because I'm going to play the entire clip, not the entire clip, but I'm going to play a bigger piece of it. That little snippet comes from a girl who calls herself at D-D-E-E-2-T-W-O-Cents, at D-2-Cents, meaning D is giving her 2 cents of why white folks need to be, you know, not looked at as a special interest group and singled out and stuff, and black folks have done more and this, that, and the other. And what's funny is I'm going to show you that D2Cents doesn't even realize how stupid she sounds. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. This may be the greatest show on radio, or it may not. I had you there because there were people out there going, listen to that guy be all egomaniac about his show. Look at that. Black dude talking about, this could be the greatest show. You are ready to jump me. And then I said, oh, but then it might not be. Mm-hmm. But then it could be. I'm being serious. Or am I? No, maybe I'm not. Or it could be. The reason why I tell you that is because it very well could be. You could learn something today that you could keep in your arsenal. That's what we pride ourselves on. When we put this show together, I'm not lying to you, I'm being completely honest, I'm not being facetious. When we put the show together, I always ask my team, are we doing something that people are going to take away and go, you know what, this is legit? You know, you're going to have something, when somebody argues with you, you're going to have some points to argue back. You're going to go, hey, disregard. I do not believe you, sir. That's what we're looking for. Every time I'm on this radio show, that's what I strive for. Do we accomplish that every day? Of course we do. Don't be silly. I don't know, to be honest with you. That's up to you. But you can contact us at kjradio.com and say, you know what, Kevin? That was profound, what you said. kjradio.com. Then you can spread that out to your friends and family and other people. Think of it as a, you know, like a plan. And the planned expansion, the takeover of Kevin Jackson's radio. And you could do that and help us out. Or you could call the show at 844-551-8255 and say, Kevin, I want to just tell you something. What you said the other day, it touched me. It impacted me in ways that I cannot explain to you. And I'm trying to tell other people, but I don't know how. And I'm going to tell you again, go to kjradio.com, download the show, send it to somebody. Or send them the link so they can download it. Because, see, those downloads are important for us. Anyway, I'm talking about D. 2 Cents arguing with Chris What's-His-Face over at MSNBC. And the question was asked, can white people save America? And MSNBC, D. 2 Cents says, no, they cannot. And so I said, she made the comment, white people, you know, they vote their color. And I said, what else do white people vote with? Stay tuned, because I got some answers to that query. But I was just curious. But while we're on the subject of voting with one's color, don't black people mostly vote with their blackness? I mean, have you heard the term, man, this is Barack Obama, we got to vote our color. I've never in my life heard that in practically anything. I've heard, let's vote for our team. Like, for example, if you're trying to get somebody into the baseball Gold Glove Awards, I've had people say to me, send me an email, Kevin, we got to make sure Yadier is the Gold Glove catcher this year. He was awesome, and they send me his stats and all that. And I don't respond back, well, he ain't black. I don't respond back. The team, the Cardinals, I'm talking about the St. Louis Cardinals. He ain't, the owner of the team ain't black. What is Yadier anyway? What is he, like Venezuelan or Mexican? I don't know what he is, but he ain't black. How could I vote for him if he ain't black? But you know why I vote for him? Because he's a Cardinal. That's my team, Ozzy and my boys, right? The Cardinals have helped us with our charities more than any single group, not single person, because I've had some people donate amazing amounts of money to help us. And it's really, I'm blessed beyond belief. And we do need more. Not going to lie to you. We have a lot of projects. But anyway, so I'm not voting for Yadier, not going to vote for him because he's not. But I'm voting for him because he's a Cardinal. But black folks, well, they say, well, I'd vote for Yadier, but they got that black catcher that never catches and he misses the ball and all that. But we got to vote for the brother. Michael Brown, they probably send Michael Brown Jr. to the Gold Gloves posthumously. Let's send Michael Brown Jr. Yeah, as a show of solidarity. Is there any group that votes by color more than black folks? Just tell me who. Democrats have trained black people to vote by color. Monolithic or else. Monolithic or die. The group of people more likely to kill me, Kevin Jackson, fellow black person. But the white people, the white leftists go, well, you need to support your people, Kevin Jackson. Yeah, said nobody that ever lived in Compton or in the, you know, 8 Mile or anywhere else these clowns are. Yeah, I'm not, let me just put it to you this way. I'll be very succinct. I'm not living near black folks. I do my best not to hang out with most of them that I know. There are a few that are sane, and I'm happy to hang out with them, but I treat them like everybody else. If you are a ne'er-do-well, a criminal of any way, if you do not match the character that I want to live by, I don't want to live by you, with you, be with you, whatever. And I don't care what color you are. That makes me racist, bigoted, whatever it makes me, I don't really care. Do people are going to be listening to these shows in archive down the road going, that Kevin Jackson was such a racist and a bigot? Yeah, he is. I certainly am. I cannot stand the stupid. I cannot stand the racist, the ethnocentric racist of blacks. I can't stand stupid racist whites. Mostly, I'm not talking about the ones that the left criticize. I have more respect for a member of the Aryan Nation than I do for a leftist white Democrat. That's the honest to God truth. I'm telling you, I respect that clown more than I respect the Democrat, because the Democrat is a racist. He knows it, and he covers it up with all of his racism and doesn't even want to realize that he's racist. An Aryan Nation guy just says, I can't stand colored folks, and that's that. Okay, cool. Go live your life and, you know, in whatever backwoods, you know, thinking place you are. And for the record, most of them are not in the, you know, in the boonies out here in the woods, as people would have you imagine. Not at all. Anyway, black folks, if you're black, let the average black know that you didn't support Barack Obama and watch the reaction you get. Yeah. But how do white people vote? I'm going to tell you. Last time I checked, most of you white people, now, I don't want to speak for all of you, and I'm not white, but I'm going to tell you what I know about you. Most of you vote with your pocketbooks. At least the smart ones do. You conservatives, you ones listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, most of you, you vote with your pocketbooks. I've watched you. Oh, yeah, I'm a bit of a voyeur when it comes to watching white people do things. Have been for a long time. Yeah, I marvel at you guys when you go get on your yachts and your private planes and you go to run your own businesses and work from home and you vacation and you spend time with family and friends and you do things that the average black person's going, what the heck is that? What are they doing? Or completely oblivious to. No, I'm watching you white folks practically like a stalker. Oh, yeah, I'm stalking you. I'm just... It's true. I'd be lying if I said I didn't. And lucky for me, I am. I stalked a bunch of white people on a hunt, a pheasant hunt with a buddy of mine, Foster Freeze, billionaire guy. He says, Kevin, you want to come stalk white people with me up in South Dakota and go on this luxurious farm, this ranch where they have pheasant and hang out and commiserate with a bunch of, you know, God-fearing, pro-American, pro-capitalist, pro-military, bunch of white folks and see how the other live. And I was like, you know what? Thanks, Foster, for allowing me to be part of that. Yeah. He also did, I did it on a fishing trip with him, fishing for salmon in near Alaska, 40 miles off the coast of Alaska. I could see Alaska from Sarah Palin's backyard. But I went up there and I stalked white people. I looked at their, how they behaved. I watched how they ate, how they drank, how they played, how they fellowshipped, how they prayed before meals. It was amazing to watch. You people are interesting. More interesting than you know. I didn't come out with anything racist that I saw, but I'm still looking. By the way, if any of you have yachts or private planes and you want me to stalk other white people, please let me know at kjradio.com. Kevin Jackson is who you want on. I'm up for that mission. Here's what I've noticed about white folks. Politicians don't pander to whites as a whole for an election. See, if a politician pandered to whites, said, you know, we've got to go get the white vote, the overall white vote. What can we do to appeal to the white man? And they go, well, hey, you could do things to, you know, reduce their taxes and do all these different things. And you could make, you know, whatever. I don't know what you would get. Let them play golf more. You know, whatever white folks do, it would be considered racist.
We need to make a policy to let them play more golf. Let them hang out more at the country club, and, I don't know, let them travel and have a few more vacations. People, that's pandering to white people, but you can pander to blacks all day long.
Yeah. But if whites do, if politicians do pander to whites, they do it in small groups, like they go working class males and so on. But no politician dare make an appeal to all of white America, lest he or she be called a nationalist. Let's continue this discussion. Okay?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, folks. Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now, with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at Wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
But what's interesting is watching a lot of members of Congress enter this house who do not have that generational memory of being blindsided by, like, Reagan backlash or post-9/11 backlash. And they seem to conduct themselves as if they really do believe the majority are behind them.
And they actually are reflective and look like right. The makeup of America that is now and the America that white Americans or conservative Americans are afraid of that is coming down the pike. Here's the thing. What Democrats need to stop doing is stop pandering to the white working class as if they're the only ones that are part of the working class. This is the problem. When we get into identity politics, and we were told after the 2016 election, stop, you know, talking about identity politics. That's what lost us the election. No. What lost us the election is constantly pandering to a class that isn't on your side, that isn't the future of this country, that isn't the future of the party. What black Americans have shown time and time again is that they are the backbone of the Democratic Party and yet receive none of the investment from it. Right. So the idea is this. Let us stop pretending that white women and white men are going to save us from ourselves. They're not going to. They're always going to vote with their whiteness. That's the reality. Right. That's the reality that we're living in.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Did you catch the inconsistency of D2Cents, at D2Cents, if you want to contact her on Twitter, young black woman who said, well, we black people, we've been voting all this way with Democrats for a lot of time, and we ain't got nothing for it. But when you guys, when the politicians, when somebody shifts gears and starts pandering to the white middle class or the white Midwesterners in flyover country, then she's mad. You want to know why? Because they get what they want. Glad you guys are here. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. KJRadio.com. Explaining how black folks think. Because she says, white people can't save us. I agree with her on that. Nobody can save you but you. People can help you, but they cannot save you. The only person who can save you is you. And I want to circle back on a point I made in the previous segment, which is how white people vote. I want to note that you will never see politicians going to white churches to pander for the white vote. But you'll see that with blacks. Politicians visit a white church to get what? Think about it. They want the evangelical vote. They visit black churches not to get the evangelical vote, but to turn black people over and rub their bellies and then break all the promises. They don't care about the black evangelicals. They care about blacks. If you divided the blacks into blacks who give a crap about the church and blacks who don't give a crap about the church, the white folks don't care. They're like, we're not going after black evangelicals. We're going after the entire tribe. And they do an amazing job. But go back to what at D2Cents said. We ain't getting nothing for it. Why are they going to go start pandering to these white people, these Midwestern white people? Because Donald Trump pandered to those Midwestern white people because he says, I'm going to give you what the Democrats didn't. What the better question would be, why isn't Donald Trump going to get the black vote? To the degree that she would want. Why isn't he going into a black church and saying, hey, listen, I'm willing to work with you. The closest Trump came to it, and I'm not blaming him, is he says, hey, what do you got to lose? And you know what? Nothing. Because Donald Trump has been a rock star for blacks. But is she saying that? No, she's not. She said white people can't save them. Donald Trump has done more to save black people than Barack Obama could have done in 100 lifetimes. Do you think she believes that Donald Trump has offered any salvation? I'm not saying he's God, but does he have any salvation? And what about you white folks who she's talking about? You can't save them. You can't save her. I thought about it a little bit. And I said, aside from fighting against the tyranny of Britain at the time and forming the very United States of America where she made her comment, what have you white people accomplished for us? I'm just saying. Huh? I know it's a stupid question, but I'm going to go ahead and answer it. So for starters, and I'm leaving this for you so you have a little tidbit, little talking points in case you meet up with some black nationalists, but 386,000 white Republican men died to free black people from 284,000 white Democrats who wanted to keep black people as slaves. So when you're defending Donald Trump, the Republican Party, whatever your ideology is, you might use that as a reminder. I would suggest that at D2Cents and other black leftists and otherwise knuckleheads figure out how many degrees of separation they are from white people who saved America. All these black ethnocentric nationalists, explain to me, how many, do you know anybody that was intrinsic to have relatives that help save you, give you the very opportunity that you squander today or don't take advantage of today. You think you know anybody? Both slaves and freed blacks helped white people and others build the greatest country in the world. And when that world came under threat, American white men saved the world. I want to go back to what Don Lemon said before. He says, white men are a threat. They're the biggest threat that he sees. The guy married to a white man, living in a town that's 87% white, not living with the 7.4% blacks in his town, because he wouldn't dare. He sees them so infrequently, he doesn't even remember, he wouldn't even be able to name one of them, but he sees a lot of white folks in his town, but the white men are the biggest threat. These are the very men that saved the world in which he lives in, the world that accepts his homosexuality, that accepts his idiocy as a leftist, that has given him an oyster. The world is his oyster, makes millions of dollars to spew nonsense like what I just said. How many white men died in the various wars to maintain a country that produced the 44th president of the United States, a black man? Sadly produced him, but still, you want to put a feather in your cap. This country overcame slavery and the lack of civil rights for people that had his skin color to make Barack Obama the president of the United States in 2008. And it was on the blood of white men and the backs of white men. How many white men died for a country that produces more black millionaires and multimillionaires per capita than any other country on earth, including all the countries in Africa combined? That's my bet. I don't have that as an example, you know, as a statistical number, but I bet we do. Certainly per capita, I know we do. So while leftists complain of whiteness, they wholly ignore what blackness produces around the world. Oh, Kevin's preaching now. He's preaching. He's about to make some people mad. What, I haven't already? If I haven't already made some leftists mad, I actually feel bad. Because they usually get mad at the truth. What innovations have come from Africa, the motherland? The motherland, Kevin. Do you expect the next breakthrough in modern medicine to come from Africa? Do you expect it to come in semiconductor technology? Is it going to come from anywhere on the continent of Africa? And you go, oh, Kevin, they've got the Noni plant, and they've got all these indigenous plants, and we don't know where the, you know, what the medicinal properties are. Yeah, you expecting an African to go do something about it, or are you expecting the Germans? I would venture to tell you Bayer will be over there doing something if they're not already. But it ain't going to come from somebody with skin that looks like mine. That's sad to say. So don't talk to me about what's going to come from Africa. Let me tell you what Africa produces. It produces atrocities. It produces kidnappings, like the Boko Haram kidnapping of those Christian girls. It produces bombings, murder, mayhem, genocide in more than one country. We're not talking about an isolated region. We're talking about all over the continent. That continent can't even keep its freaking lights on most of the time. In most countries. You're talking to somebody that's been there. So this is not conjecture. Moreover, I doubt that all of the African countries combined have the GDP of Texas. So explain to me what is so great that's coming out of all this blackness that everybody professes. Oh, Kevin, you sound like you're a racist against your own people. I'm not. I'm just being a realist. How about people stop focusing on how bad white people are, and we start trying to empower blacks and give them a reason to go over and support the motherland? Has MSNBC looked at the number of refugees coming from black countries? Seeking asylum in non-black, okay, white countries? Because I've looked at it. How are those blacks voting in their countries? Wait, not at all. And if they do vote, you know what they vote? They vote black. If white people voting with their whiteness is a problem, when are so many blacks fleeing to these? Why are so many blacks coming to these countries that are non-black? Allow me to answer for you afraid to do so. Far too many black countries are fraught with danger. So much so, the very people who call these countries home are forced to flee. These people want to live in civilized areas of the world. So they come to these so-called white countries. They come to countries with laws, countries that respect life and human rights. So-called white countries embrace blacks from all African countries, as well as people from the Middle East, Central America, South America, Asia, Europe, etc. And MSNBC allows racists to make these claims. How pathetic.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.